This goes to Dr. Ferguson. Fax is 989-668-0423 regarding Kenneth McIntyre. It's M like Mary, C, capital I-N-T-Y-R-E. Date of birth is 10-2 of 1940. Dear Dr. Ferguson, this is a telemedicine consultation for Mr. McIntyre, who is an 81-year-old male patient with stage 4 chronic kidney disease that was found after he returned from Arkansas in June of 2021. He left and traveled to Arkansas in January of 2020 and then did not return to Michigan until June of 2021 after the COVID pandemic had de-escalated. But then when he had his lab studies done, his creatinine level was 2.83 and GFR was 19. His only complaint at this time, or most severe complaint, is severe dyspnea on exertion. He does not have any at rest, no orthopnea or PND, but the dyspnea on exertion is marked. He has a cardiologist out of the Sparrow system that he sees on a regular basis. He had an echocardiogram done 9/29/21 for his dyspnea. He does have ejection fraction of 55 to 60%. He has a mildly dilated right ventricle, left atrium, and mildly dilated right atrium, but he has moderately elevated right ventricular systolic pressure and severe tricuspid regurgitation. That echocardiogram was repeated on February 23rd of 2022, and that shows significant pulmonary hypertension with an estimated PA pressure of 70 millimeters of mercury and mild pulmonic regurgitation, mild to moderate aortic regurgitation, moderate mitral regurgitation. Both atria are markedly dilated, and he has a dilated right ventricular chamber with systolic function and borderline left ventricular hypertrophy. So he has significant pulmonary hypertension, and that's worsened compared to previous reports. He currently denies chest pain or palpitations, no known history of carotid artery disease or disease in the lower extremities, no claudication symptoms. Dyspnea would stop exertion. He has back pain, although he does not use any non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain, nothing oral. He's had paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and he is anticoagulated with Xarelto. He did have significant edema of the lower extremities and started Lasix 40 milligram daily January 27th of this year. He took it for a little less than a month. He was able to lose many pounds and a lot of the fluid. And unfortunately, his creatinine level increased after the Lasix was started up to 3.17. It was then decreased to 20 milligram on 2/24. And the creatinine level was rechecked on March 7th, 2022, and it had returned to 2.74, which was a marked improvement, probably baseline at this time for him. He denies bowel changes, blood, or melena. He does have intermittent nausea without vomiting, his wife reports, and a poor appetite. No significant weight loss to her knowledge other than the fluid loss that happened after starting the Lasix. No dizziness or syncopal episodes. His edema is minimal now and seems to be well controlled on the minimal dose of Lasix. No discoloration of his feet or hands and no skin disorder. Past medical history is significant for hypertension, coronary artery disease, hyperlipidemia, insomnia, pulmonary hypertension, osteoarthritis, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. He is hard of hearing. Past surgical history, he had coronary artery bypass graft with 3 vessels replaced 8 years ago, roughly. he did have a cardiac catheterization prior to the open heart surgery, and they were unable to advance the catheter, so they did have to open him up and do CABG. He had spina bifida at birth, and they did surgical repair in 1947 for that. He's had colonoscopies, tonsillectomy, and he had a right knee work injury where a staple accidentally got placed in his right knee, and the staple had to be removed. He has no history of blood clots, no sleep apnea, and is a non-smoker currently. Social history, the patient does not smoke cigarettes. He does not use alcohol or illicit drugs. He's married. He is retired from mobile home manufacturing business. Family history is significant for cancer. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, he's allergic to lisinopril. Medications, he's on Ambien, 12.5 milligram daily. Lasix, 20 milligram daily, as previously described. Albuterol inhaler, 2 inhalations twice a day. Norvasc, 10 milligram daily. Aspirin, 81 milligram daily. Xarelto, 15 milligram daily. Zetia, 10 milligram daily. Percocet 5-325, one every 6 hours as needed for pain. Voltaren topical gel, he applies that to affected areas up to 3 times a day as needed. Lopressor is 50 milligrams twice a day. Mucinex 600 milligrams every 12 hours as needed for cough or sinus drainage. Physical examination, his height is 66 inches, weight 143 pounds, pulse 59, blood pressure is 138/72. And lab studies, most recent lab studies were done March 7th. Of 2022, creatinine was 2.74, electrolytes were normal, calcium is 8.4. 2/24, 2022, creatinine was 3.17, and his potassium 4.8, sodium 140, calcium was 9.0, carbon dioxide 23. GFR was 19 at that point. 10/1 of 2021, creatinine 2.63, GFR 24. 9/30 2021, creatinine 2.89, GFR 19. 9/29 21, creatinine 2.58, GFR 24. 9/27 21, creatinine 2.77, GFR 22. At that time, he was hospitalized with pneumonia, he reported. And June 9th, 2021, creatinine 2.83, GFR 20. Also, he had pro-BNP level done 2/24, 2022, and that was 8093. So those actually have been progressively increasing. And CBC with differential 2/21 of 22, hemoglobin 12.2, normal white count, and normal platelet levels. His B natriuretic peptide 10/1 of 2021 was 1,504, and the range for this lab is 0 to 100. We don't have a urine analysis or a measure of protein in the urine. Assessment and plan, stage 4, chronic kidney disease. We're not sure about the progression, but certainly it's been there since June of 2021. Most likely that is secondary to the severe pulmonary hypertension that seems to be worsening. We did discuss that his cardiologist needs to see him and evaluate him right away. He may need to refer him to a pulmonary hypertension specialty clinic for specialized management and to prevent further renal damage. We won't make any medication changes at this time. All are appropriate. The low-dose Lasix is safe at this time. We've also asked the patient to follow a low-sodium diet and limit fluid intake to 56 ounces in 24 hours, which he had not been doing. We are going to ask him to get lab studies done every week. He'd like to do them at your office. And the first one does need a urinalysis and a protein to creatinine ratio and a parathyroid hormone. But we need them done weekly for now. We did mention that people that have kidney function with GFR less than 15 generally may need dialysis. So we would hope that we could avoid that that outcome for him. But we do feel it's very important he see his cardiologist again and then discuss being referred to the pulmonary hypertension specialty clinic. And the patient is going to be rechecked in this office in 2 weeks. The patient was also evaluated by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated. Oh, and one more thing, add to the plan that I was just going over. The patient will have a kidney ultrasound and post-void bladder scan scheduled at Carson City Hospital also to rule out obstructive symptoms or kidney abnormalities. And the patient was also evaluated by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.